Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It is Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in James chapter 5, and we're working our way through this chapter toward the ending of it. And we are now at this marvelous, wonderful passage that is a passage of great encouragement, direction, admonition, and exhortation. It's James 5, verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. Well, let's finish there, and we'll come to one more text of Scripture tomorrow to finish up James, but here is a wonderful passage. It contains a series of marvelous exhortations. Let's walk through them. Are you suffering? Then pray. Don't get into spiritual depression. I understand there's physical and clinical depression, but don't get into spiritual depression. What is an antidote to spiritual depression? Go to the Lord. Is anyone among you anxious? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your request. That's the way Paul said it. How does James say it? You suffering? Then pray. Are you cheerful? Well, sing praise. In days of blessing and prosperity, don't get focused on the blessing and the prosperity. Bless the Lord who has blessed you. Stay focused on worship. Are you sick? If you think the sickness is directly related to your spiritual life or is there to assist you in your spiritual life, call for the elders, call for the pastors of the church that they can pray over you and they can anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, the anointing of oil in that day, that was a phrase to refer to either a ceremonial anointing, such as would have been done by the priest upon other priests, or it can be referring to the affirmation of medical practice, or it can refer to both. Is the illness related to sin? That's not saying that every illness comes because of our personal sin. Now, there wouldn't be any illnesses in the world without sin, but that doesn't mean that every illness is related to that person's sin. But perhaps the Lord is dealing with sin in their life. So let's make this a time of examination, as well as the elders praying for you. Now notice, this isn't something the elders ask you to do. This is something you ask them to do. Call for the elders of the church. And what do the elders of the church do? They have the prayer of faith. That is, they're trusting in Christ's perfect answer to this prayer. We will pray and reason with God for the person's healing. Now God's purpose may be the perfect healing of their death with a new body and a new heavens and a new earth. And all of our prayers never are an attempt to get God to line up with our will, but for us to embrace His will, even as we make our will known to God in the prayer itself. And in the midst of that, He says, not only are you praying for God's healing hand upon the person and His perfect will, but you're also confessing your sins to one another. In other words, this is a time of spiritual growth as well. And then He reminds us that God moves through prayer. It is not prayer that moves God, it is God that moves through praying people. In other words, I don't think prayer changes things. I think God changes things. And God changes things through praying people. You have not because you ask not. So what this passage is telling you is pray. It is a means of grace. God moves you to pray when God is moving, and God moves in concerts with your prayer. So pray. And then certainly bring that prayer of faith that is confident in Christ and that rests in Christ on behalf of those who have asked you to pray for them as the elders of the church. And this glorious lifestyle of gospel confidence in Christ is displayed whether I'm suffering or whether I'm rejoicing, whether I need prayer or whether I'm called to praise, or whether I'm confessing my sins or responding to someone's confession. It is all done out of the sufficiency of confidence in Christ and the gospel. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.